Hello and welcome to the Curiosity Chronicle Weekly Question and Framework. In 3 minutes or less, I will give you one question and one framework to get you thinking going into the weekend. Without further ado, let's dive right into it. A question to build an easier life. Where am I avoiding a hard conversation that I need to have? The best life advice: never avoid hard conversations. If something has a minor issue, repair it. Minor issues become major issues over time. This advice applies to relationships, business, and so much more. Hard conversations now prevent harder conversations later. Time doesn't fix anything, but it can make things worse. I recently experienced the downside of a hard conversation avoided in a business setting. A minor miscommunication that could have been solved with a single direct conversation months ago led to a major miscommunication that took many hours of painful conversations to solve in the present. Problems compound if given time. Where are you avoiding hard conversations in your life? How might a single direct hard conversation now prevent a much bigger issue in the future? Do hard things applies well beyond the confines of your health and morning routines. Have the hard conversation. Be direct. Hard conversations make for an easier life. How to become more charismatic. The three levels of listening. The most charismatic people in the world share one common, unexpected trait. They are exceptional listeners. I used to think that being charismatic meant talking the most, being the most interesting person in the room. But that could not be further from the truth. Charisma is about being interested, not interesting. A charismatic person makes you feel like you are the only person in the room. They are present and engaged. They hear you. I recently learned a neat model that says there are three levels of listening. One, me listening. You're having a conversation, but your internal voice is relating everything you hear to something in your own life. Your internal voice runs off on tangents, thinking about your own life while the other person is talking about theirs. You're waiting to speak, not listening to learn. This is the default mode of listening for everyone. Two, you listening. You're having a conversation and you are deeply focused on what the other person is saying. You are present and intently focused. You're not waiting to speak. You're listening to learn. And three, us listening. You're building a map of the other person, understanding how all the new information they are sharing fits into that broader map of their life and world. You're listening to understand, considering the layers beneath what the other person is saying. Most people live their lives as level one listeners. Charismatic people have a practiced intention around level two and level three listening. With this framework in mind, pay attention to the conversations you have over the coming week. What level of listening do you typically find yourself in? How can you flip some of your level 1 into level 2 and unlock new depth in your relationships? Where might level 3 listening benefit your most important relationships? Partner, children, parents, siblings? The three levels of listening is an idea that will dramatically change your interaction with the world. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed it, I hope you learned something, and I hope you'll share it with others. As always, until next time, stay curious, friends.